Lee Scott Academy Basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Googe Performing Arts Center, Mountain High Outfitters, and Russell Building Supply. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gutter Pro, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Christian Griffin.
We are live back inside Samford Gymnasium here on the campus of Lee Scott Academy, and we are counting down the minutes until Lee Scott and Dade will do battle here tonight. I'm Christian Griffin welcoming you into the Lee Scott Sports Network on a gloomy Friday evening here. But man, what an important game. What an amazing night it is here inside Samford Gymnasium. You had a bunch of the little cheerleaders come out here on the court for the JV game, and it was the junior varsity boys that picked up a really nice win over the Dadeville Tigers, and now we're getting ready to see if Coach Corey Harrison and the Lady Warriors can follow suit. We welcome you into 2026 a couple of nights ago earlier in the week, but we welcome you back into area play again here tonight. The Lee Scott Warriors come into play at 10-7, but most importantly 1-0 in area play, looking to move to 2-0 tonight as they welcome in the winless Dadeville Tigers to town. And Coach Corey Harrison's squad looking to not necessarily bounce back, but looking to get back right on the confidence side of things. You picked up a 45-37 win over Elmore County earlier this week, your first game in the 2026 calendar season. But it looked like the first game of the 2026 calendar season. See if now you get your legs back under you, you get your wind back in you, see if the Warriors can come out and do what they need to do to dominate here at home tonight. When we come back, we're going to get you tonight's keys to the game, starting lineups, and opening tip between the Dadeville Tigers and your Lee Scott Academy Warriors. All of that coming up as we continue on here in Tiger Country 104.5.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
The Googe Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
We'll be right back.
Time now for the Keys to the Game, brought to you by Jeffco Trant Funeral Home on Tiger Country 104.5.
Counting down the minutes here between Lee Scott Academy and Dadeville, both teams' second area matchup and the first in the 2026 calendar season. Let's take a look at tonight's Keys to the Game, as they're presented by Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, serving Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County since 1988. We took a little bit of a trip to the bullpen tonight for some keys to the game. The one that I will give you is to dominate the boards. This Lee Scott team is a little bit undersized. This Dadeville team has a little bit more size and doesn't necessarily excel at scoring the basketball. But if you can dominate the glass, force this team to shoot one and dones, you get out and you run, and you can find your way to dominating the scoring column here tonight. Trey Lee, our strategic communications manager here at Lee Scott Academy, he said to feed the hot hand. We have more than one option. Clark Ivett, obviously our leading scorer, but there's two or three or four girls that can give you 10 or 15 points every single night. And from Davis McIsaac, our star lineman and our star PA announcer here tonight, his key to the game was to score more points than Dadeville. We'll take a break, come back, give you the national anthem, or we'll take a break during the prayer and the national anthem, come back, give you starting lineups here on Tiger Country 104.5.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union, homegrown and member owned.
We love our members. Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Now the starting lineups, presented by Auburn Bank on your LSA sports station, Tiger Country 104.5.
Prayer has been said, the anthem has been sang. We are just about ready for opening tip between the Dadeville Tigers and your Lee Scott Academy Warriors. One more time, those keys to the game tonight presented by Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, serving Opelika and Auburn and Lee County since 1988. First one is to dominate the board. Second, to feed the hot hand. And from Davis McIsaac, to score more points than Dadeville. You hear him announcing your starting lineups here tonight inside Sanford Gymnasium. And tonight's starting lineups are presented by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Lee Scott Warrior Basketball. The starting five for your Warriors here tonight, as we try and get the official numbers, but it's Clark Ivett. Okay, it is the usual five. It's Clark Ivett, it's Haynes Kesey, it's Sydney Dunlap, it's Lucy Zellner, and it is number 20, Maggie Herndon. Ivett, Kesey, Dunlap, Zellner, and Herndon, the five here at home for your Lee Scott Academy Warriors. The Lee Scott here in their home whites, the power blue stripes on each side, the red numbers with the navy trim on front and back. The Road Tigers in their road blacks with gold accents. The tip underway, tapped around momentarily, and it goes into the hands of the Dadeville Tigers. The Tigers going right to left here on your radio dial. The Warriors will be going from left to right. A deep three from the top of the key is no good. Weak side offensive rebound goes to the Tigers, and the ball sits at the top of the key, now working its way into the paint. And the running floater is no good. Clark Ivett collects the rebound. Outlet pass to the Haynes Kesey, and the right-handed layup is good. Haynes Kesey quickly off in the scoring column. Clark Ivett now gets a steal on the inbounds. Almost loses it. Works her way down low. Gets fouled. No call. Second chance opportunity. She kicks it out to Sydney Dunlap. Her three is no good, but Haynes Kesey right there once again. Maggie Herndon now her triple hits the front of the rim, and the weak side rebound goes to the Tigers. 1 minute gone by here inside Sanford Gymnasium. 2-0 Lee Scott Academy. Very close to a backcourt violation, and that will be the call. As the Warriors trapped over right in front of the scorer's table, they tried to find the point guard right at the LSA logo, caught it in the front court, but the momentum carried her into the back court, and so a turnover for the Tigers. Clark Ivett now gets to the free throw line, kicks it to Sydney Dunlap, who gets cut off in the short corner. Outlet pass to Kesey, her reverse layup hits the side of the rim, no good, but she's there for the offensive putback. She gets hacked, and she will head to the line to shoot a couple. Haynes Kesey, somebody that only averages 2.5 points a game for this Corey Harrison squad, already with two. Looking to get her total and then more here at the free throw line. Only 1:06 into the contest. She knocks down the front end. They score 3-0. It goes right into that second key of the game that we have for the Warriors as Kesey goes 1-for-2 from the stripe. Sydney Dunlap gathers the offensive rebound, but is going to get called for a travel. She couldn't find a Warrior to outlet the pass to. Again, feed the hot hand. There's more than one option on this team. Clark Ivett averaging almost 22 points a contest. But Maggie Herndon gives you almost 8. Sydney Dunlap gives you 6. Lucy Zellner gives you 4. But any one of these girls can give you 10, 12 a night. And there's some games where you need it more than others. You would love to see some evenly distributed scoring here for Lee Scott Academy tonight. Again, the Warriors 10-7 on the season. A win over Elmore County in this gym earlier this week. The running layup for the Tigers, no good. Clark Ivett the rebound. The outlet once again to Kesey. One more to Dunlap. Thought about the three. Instead tries to take it into the teeth of the defense, but gets cut off. Maggie Herndon got away with a double dribble, but gets it to Sydney Dunlap. Now wide open in the far corner. Haynes Kesey can't rattle home the three. Herndon there, the offensive rebound, and she puts it home. Warriors dominating the glass, especially offensively here in the first 2.5 minutes. Now Clark Ivett gets a steal and is able to lay it in all in one motion. And just like that, the Warriors up a touchdown. 1:48 gone by here in the opening period inside Sanford Gymnasium. Timeout on the floor. We will take one with them. 7-0 Warriors here early. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the rest of the schedule. The schedule upcoming as some key games coming for the Warriors. We'll get to that here when we come back. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5. And this is the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Just out of the timeout, the Tigers able to break the press but turn it over underneath their own basket. It'll be Warrior basketball here with 6:07 to play in the opening period. Clark Ivett catches the inbound pass with one hand, passes it to Sydney Dunlap in the near corner. She's cut off trying to find a teammate, able to get it to Maggie Herndon. She's running down the right side of the lane. Kick out to Kesey. Didn't even think about the wide open three. Now is going to work her way into the lane, and instead will take the right-handed layup. You can get a good shot. Why get a good one when you can get a great one? Haynes Kesey already now with 5. And the Warrior lead is 9 in transition. Blocked by Zellner, and then goes off the hand of Amari Russell. That goes out of bounds. Warrior basketball going the length of the floor. And we talked about the schedule upcoming for the Lee Scott Warriors as Sydney Dunlap now has a wide open lane. She gets hacked from behind, but they're going to say that it goes out of bounds before any true contact. The game against Elmore County was the first of 10 games in 25 days, and a lot of those upcoming here again with Dadeville. You have Lafitte and Trinity coming up here in the next couple of days. Early next week, you also have Glenwood and Beulah on the road as Maggie Herndon knocks down another Warrior three. Haynes Kesey with five. Now Maggie Herndon with five. Timeout on the floor with Dadeville. We'll keep it right here with everybody on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Appreciate everybody for being here with us on this gloomy Friday. But what a weekend it is in the sports world. You had a college football playoff game last night with Miami defeating Ole Miss 31-27. You have Oregon and Indiana coming up here in just a little bit, in about an hour or so, in the other semifinal game. The national championship game will be played in Miami Gardens at Hard Rock Stadium. So Miami will be playing in their own stadium, taking on either the Hoosiers or the Ducks. You also have some fantastic basketball games coming up this weekend as well. NFL playoffs get started. So hopefully everybody has three or four TVs that you're setting up for a fantastic sports weekend. And we're kicking it off for you here inside Sanford Gymnasium. The Warriors lead it by a dozen here 3 minutes into the first quarter. A three-on-two transition opportunity for the Tigers. Clark Ivett's not going to pick up a cheap foul. And she will let Arielle Russell lay it in with the right hand. Maggie Herndon has it on the left wing. Now Kesey, now down low to Zellner, and she gets pushed off the left block. That'll be the second team foul for the Dadeville Tigers here tonight. Twelve to two is the Warrior lead. Maggie Herndon, catch and shoot in the far corner. Can't rattle it home this time. And the strong box out and rebound is with Kaeva Maddox. And now getting pressured in the backcourt are the Tigers. The Warriors almost forced a 10-second violation. Instead, the Tigers get to the short corner and one extra pass as Kaeva Maddox is able to lay it in. 12-4 is your score here, almost halfway through this opening period. Maggie Herndon, no hesitation, catch and shoot once again, leaves it short, but is able to track down the offensive rebound right at half court, and a tripping foul goes against Arielle Russell of the Tigers. Her second, team third. Mark Ivett, the leading scorer for this Warrior squad. Between the legs, dribble at the top of the key. Kicks it to Haynes Kesey. Gets 2 feet in the paint. Sydney Dunlap, catch and shoot three. You know it's money.
Dunlap, Warrior three.
Warriors get paint touches. Warriors get kick out wide open threes. And when you let the sniper stand alone, she's going to knock it down. 15-4 is the Warrior lead. And just like that, in transition, a two-on-one opportunity. And the Tigers lay it in with the left hand. That was number 10, Nebia Maddox. And the lead is trimmed back down to 9-15-6. And now the Warriors turn it over in their front court. Clark Ivett is the only Warrior back there. A Euro step hits the front of the rim and gets the shooter's roll for Amari Russell. So back-to-back buckets for the Tigers. Trims the lead to 7. Sydney Dunlap catch and shoot again. This time may have rushed it just a little bit. Leaves it off the front of the rim. And the Tigers clear, trailing 15-8. 3.5 to play in the opening period. And now a catch-and-shoot three at the top of the key. A line drive three is no good. Clark Ivett, who averages 9.5 rebounds a game, gathers another one. Cross-court pass to Haynes Kesey. Dunlap once again. That one too strong. Oh, back iron. Maybe the commentator's jinx on the opening three from Dunlap there. She misses back-to-back. Now in transition once again, guarded by Clark Ivett. And the ball goes out of bounds. Nice job walling up by the sophomore guard, Clark Ivett. And she forces the turnover. Fast-paced first quarter here inside William J. and Evelyn B. Sanford Gymnasium on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. And the home Warriors enjoying a touchdown lead right now. Haynes Kesey catch and shoot three right in front of the Tiger bench is no good. Maggie Herndon right on the left elbow gathers the offensive rebound. Didn't even think about putting it on the floor. And she knocks down another jumper. She's up to 7 and steals the inbounds pass. Ivett now has it in the short corner. The 12-footer is pure. Ivett now with 4 in the contest. And a reach-in foul from Haynes Kesey, a little bit too aggressive as the Warriors have been pressing all night. Something they established a little bit more over the Christmas holiday. You saw it against Elmore County and it led to a bunch of easy baskets. You didn't see too much of that in 2025, but new year, maybe some new wrinkles in the defense for Coach Corey Harrison, forcing a lot of turnovers, a lot of live ball turnovers, almost another one there as Clark Ivitz knocks it out of bounds off the scorer's table. But man, you look at that second key to the game of feeding the hot hands. Maggie Herndon already with 7, Haynes Kesey with 5, Sydney Dunlap with 3, and Clark Ivitz with 4, giving you 19, as there is another turnover for the Tigers. Not a live ball variety, but you will not complain whatsoever. A fan in the front row almost took a shot. A couple of subs for Coach Harrison, as Rayleigh Langford and Sutton Lewis check into the game. Rayleigh Langford has been in the game for 3 seconds and almost knocked down a three, almost banked it home. Sutton Lewis there to gather the offensive rebound, tried to kick it out to Sydney Dunlap, but just a little too wide. And the team's trade turnovers with 2:13 to play here in this first quarter. It's Herndon, Dunlap, Langford, Ivitz, and Lewis, the five on the floor for Lee Scott Academy. Ivitz gambles and can't get the steal. A three-on-one break, but Sutton Lewis there in the paint to cause havoc. And now a fight for the basketball on the offensive rebound after the layup was no good. Maggie Herndon rips it away from the Tigers. The possession arrow will give it to Lee Scott. 19-8. I don't believe they started the clock on that. Only 2 seconds went by on that possession. Clark Ivitz, a crossover dribble at half court, works her way into the lane, kick out to Langford, thought about the three, now to Maggie Herndon, now to Dunlap in the far corner. She works her way, gets 2 feet in the paint, kick out one more, Maggie Herndon leaves that one short, but Sutton Lewis there to gather the offensive rebound. Langford now bullies her way into the paint. Ivitz, a little pump fake and a crossover dribble. She gets cut off. Kick out. One more. Dunlap this time from the left wing is too strong, but she gets her offensive rebound. My goodness, the Warriors dominating the glass right now. Maggie Herndon can't bank in a three, but Ivitz there to clean everything up. That ball deadened off the back iron and the backboard and fell to the right, and Ivitz was right there to gobble it up. 21-8 is your score. And now a wild pass goes right into the hands of Ivan. Outlet pass to Rayleigh Langford. Right-handed layup on the left side. Gets it to go, plus the whistle. Already the fifth Warrior to find the score sheet here tonight. And it's Rayleigh Langford who has a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. And Wesley Kate Crocker looks to sub in. And she will for Clark Ivitz with 74 seconds to play here in the opening period. The lone free throw from Rayleigh Langford gets the shooter's roll. She's up to three, now almost gets a steal on the inbound. Caught it with the right arm, but dribbled it off of her foot. As Lucy Zellner looks to check back in, she will for Maggie Herndon. So the five now on the floor, Sutton Lewis, Lucy Zellner, Wesley Kate Crocker, Rayleigh Langford, and Sydney Dunlap. Langford almost too aggressive on the inbounds, almost gets the steal. But draws a lot of contact, no whistle. We play on, 60 seconds to play. Thought about the left wing three. Did the Tigers work their way down low? Blocked by Lucy Zellner. And the rebound is with Crocker. She's going to take it coast to coast. Outruns everybody. Hacked on the way up. The layup sits on the right side of the rim. Couldn't get it to go, but she will head to the line to shoot a pair. The Warriors have tripled the Tigers' score here in this first period. You can see the speed of the point guard taking it coast to coast. As the first free throw, the line drive goes in. So six Warriors now have scored in the first 8 minutes of this contest. I guess just over 7 minutes. Wesley Kate knocks down both free throws, and the Warrior lead is 18. Lucy Zellner now playing that safety position, gets the steal at half court, gets it to Crocker. She gets cut off on the right side, now spins her way back to her left. Sutton Lewis for three. She leaves it short, but yet again, there for the offensive rebound. Stella Henderson, who's just checked into the contest, gets to the short corner, but turns it over. And then a frustration foul going after the basketball. She'll pick up her first personal. That's only the third for Lee Scott. here in this first 7.5 minutes. 26-8 is your score. We talked about shaking a little bit of the rust off against Elmore County. My goodness, these first 7.5 minutes, you have done just that. The offensive efficiency, again, already 6 Warriors in the scoring column as Rayleigh Langford gets the steal just beyond half court. Crossover dribble, then she gets it taken away from her. 20 seconds to play in the first period, and the right-handed layup. Langford not wanting to pick up another foul. She will let Arielle Russell lay it in with the right hand. 10 seconds to play and counting. Henderson has it just beyond the right wing. She gets it ripped away. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Blocked from behind. Wesley Kate Crocker spikes it off the bricks here behind us. Went above the padding. Came out of nowhere and might have just saved 2 points. 2.1 remaining on the clock. But swats away the wide open transition opportunity. And now we'll see the half court set. 2 seconds, 1 second, left-handed layup. Rattled around, did not go down. The official says that it would not have counted regardless, and that is how the first 8 minutes will come to a close. Offensive efficiency, live ball turnovers, the story so far for Coach Corey Harrison and the Lee Scott Warriors through the first period. 26-10, the Warriors have the advantage. We'll be back here in 60 seconds. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5, and this is the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about month specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Sanford Gymnasium, and Haynes Kesey tries to steal the inbounds pass and knocks over Amari Russell. Immediately walks over to check on her, make sure that she's okay. And she will now sub out. 1 second into the second quarter. Still a long way to go, but setting up to be the start of a really nice weekend here in Auburn, Alabama. 26-10, the Warrior lead after the first period. The Tigers with the basketball, try the outlet pass all the way to the far corner, gets intercepted but then bobbled by a couple different Warriors, goes into the hands of the Tigers, and then they turn it right back over by taking a couple extra steps. I'm Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network, Tiger Country 104.5, that Radio Alabama app, the YouTube and Facebook live stream as well. Wherever you're tuned in from, we appreciate you for tuning in and for your support of Lee Scott Warrior varsity girls and varsity boys basketball. Herndon can't knock down the three, and the Tigers had numbers for a moment, but will slow things down and set up the offense. Standing at the volleyball line, extended. 7.5 to play. Crossover dribble at the free throw line. Running floater a little bit out of control, but Lucy Zellner is going to pick up the personal foul, as that was unfortunately who she ran into. She can't help but smile. Standing right in the middle of the paint. And an out-of-control Euro step. She had to wear the contact, and the shooter was still the one that fell. So already the second team foul for the Warriors here in the second quarter. First free throw is no good. Second one on the way. And off the backboard, and the back iron can't get it to go either. And now a jump ball with Lucy Zellner. A nice job as the rebound went towards the middle of the floor and coming out of that right block position, able to force the tie up and give the ball to Lee Scott Academy. Raylee Langford, catch and shoot three. Don't know how she had the angle to bank it in, but she did. Raylee Langford now with three in each quarter. And a little Jordan shrug to the crowd. I saw that, Raylee. Standing in the far corner, able to kiss it off the top left corner of the glass. Pure skill. I'm sure she would tell you. But hey, three tallies look the exact same here on my score column. Estella Henderson, who just checked in, almost gets a steal, pokes it out of bounds into the Warrior bench with 7:03 here in the second. Approaching the 6 o'clock hour here in Auburn, Alabama. Not sure if the rain is completely fallen yet. Checking everybody that's walking in. You see some folded up umbrellas, maybe a couple of raindrops throughout the quarter zips. Because there's a little bit of maybe a clock malfunction, or maybe just I believe they might have had the foul count incorrect or didn't update it. But it's 3-0. Not in favor of the Warriors on that foul side of things. Wild layup, no good. Lucy Zellner skies for the rebound. 29-10, 1 minute and 10 seconds into the second quarter. Raylee Langford, crossover dribble, gets to the free throw line, and another tie-up. We'll give it back to the Tigers of Dadeville. Lee Scott Academy, 10-7 overall, but again, more importantly, 1-0 in area play, looking to move to 2-0, up by 19 here early in the second. Almost a 10-second violation. The Tigers just throw it into the front court, and thankfully a Tiger is there for him to clear it. Left-handed layup, no good, blocked by Lucy Zellner. Nice job not picking up another personal foul. Going up straight. A long right wing three is no good. And Ivitz, who's just subbed back into the game, a nice box out. She clears the rebound, gets grabbed, no whistle. But Maggie Herndon now in transition. Crossover dribble left, now back to her right, back to the middle of the floor. And she banks in the three-footer. 31-10 is your score. Now a Euro step blocked by Zellner again. And Raylee Langford gathers the basketball, now almost loses the basketball, and they're probably going to call a jump ball. It's a lot of arm and not a lot of basketball, but the possession arrow will keep it with the Warriors regardless. The five on the floor for Coach Corey Harrison. It's Maggie Herndon, Clark Ivitz, Raylee Langford, Stella Henderson, and Lucy Zellner. And the Warriors out in front by 21. Stella Henderson, catch and shoot three on the right wing, and she knocks it down. Warriors' third made three here tonight. Fourth, apologies, with the Raylee Langford banked in three from the corner. The fourth made three for the Warriors here tonight. Three touchdowns and a field goal. Now the lead for the good team here at home. Football math there, Trey Lee. Langford almost steals the inbounds pass. But after a couple dribbles, is able to get a steal. It goes into the hands of Clark Ivett, and a reach-in foul on the right elbow. Only the first team foul for the Tigers. You've already had four on Lee Scott here in the first. 5:43 remaining, rather. Tigers fall asleep on the inbound. Maggie Herndon throws it to Lucy Zellner. The layup won't go down, but knocked out of bounds by the Tigers. No, they're going to say it was out on Zellner. It's Tiger basketball. But again, any common foul now as a home run pass all the way to half court gets stolen by Stella Henderson. Raylee Langford patrolling the offense with 5.5 to play. But any common foul, any team foul for Lee Scott will result in the Tigers shooting free throws the remainder of the period. Maggie Herndon, crossover dribble, can't knock down the three. And Raylee Langford chooses the business decision not to dive into the Tiger bench, trying to save the basketball. 34-10 is your score. The Warriors out in front here at home. Baseball pass right again to half court. Two on two transition if the Tigers decide to use it. They do, and Rayleigh Langford, beautiful defense once again, forces the layup to be short, then gathers the defensive rebound. Now 3-on-3, she takes it coast to coast and gets her layup blocked. So it'll be Warrior basketball, baseline left. Warriors going left to right, scoring on the right goal as we see it and as all the fans do here at Samford Gymnasium. A turnover by the Tigers, and just another home run outlet pass. A Euro step, no good. Offensive rebound, no, but Rayleigh Langford is going to pick up the personal foul, and I believe they will call that in the act of shooting. They will. And so a couple subs work their way to the scorer's table for Coach Corey Harrison. Ariel Russell had 4 points in that first period. Looks to add to her total, but can't do so. It hit every part of the rim, and I thought it shot left. Instead, it sat right on the rim for a moment before going down. Sutton Lewis and Wesley Kate Crocker check in for the Warriors, and that time that free throw doesn't touch anything. So it'll be Warrior basketball with 4:56 remaining in the second period. 34-11 is your score. And a reminder that the first half of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Russell DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Stella Henderson can't connect on a three. The Tigers get the rebound but then turn it over. So Ivett now brings the ball up the floor. 4.5 to play. Got away with a carry. No, she did not get away with a carry. And that'll give the ball back to Dadeville. We do have Trey Lee here in the building with us tonight. Again, helped with the keys to the game out here taking pictures. Doing a fabulous job here at Lee Scott Academy. Long three is too strong off the back iron. Long rebounds is with the Tigers. Goes right back into the hands of Harmony Helms, who's showed off the range so far tonight. Hasn't been able to knock down any of the threes, but will happily take it from the volleyball line. That time picked up her dribble and shuffled both feet two or three times. Didn't get called for the travel, but threw the ball out of bounds. So the Warriors take over regardless. Crocker, Lewis, Henderson, Ivett, and Herndon, the five for Lee Scott on the floor. Crocker gets the basketball on the left wing and tried to drive into the teeth of the defense but forgot to put the ball on the floor in time. Teams trading turnovers over the last four or five possessions here halfway through this second quarter, and right on cue, another one goes right through the hands of the Tigers. Sutton Lewis able to gather it, kicks it to Maggie Herndon. Her left wing three can't get it to go. Ball on the floor, rolling around like a pinball. Herndon's able to gather it. Gets it to Crocker. Now out to Henderson. Now Ivett in the short corner. That running floater from Clark Ivett is good. I need to just cut off the broadcast. The running floater, the running touch shot from Clark Ivett. There's no need to say anything when she gets to her spots on the floor. And now a 10-second violation on the Tigers. Another turnover for Lee Scott, or caused rather by Lee Scott, that press. Again, so impressive what you're seeing from this Warrior squad. 36-11, 3.5 to play. Catch and shoot from Crocker is too strong off the back iron. Fighting for the rebound is Peyton Lakeman, who just checked in. And a fight for the basketball on the floor. Jump ball will give it to the Dadeville Tigers. Couple of subs in, a couple of subs out for the Road Tigers, who are looking for their first win so far this season. And not only not halftime yet, but despite a collapse from the Warriors, you would imagine this one being a relatively comfortable second half. The Warriors lead by 25 with 3.5 to play in this second quarter. Tigers with the basketball, trying to find a teammate they're able to. The press immediately causing problems. They throw it to the lady who is standing right in the middle of the floor, but it goes right through her hands. Turnover by the Warriors, and then a turnover on Lee Scott. Gives it back to the Tigers, and now I believe an offensive foul on the rip through from Amari Russell. Maybe have extended the arm. She did on Sutton Lewis. That's the second team foul. And so the Warriors will take back over in their half court. Clark Ivins right to Wesley Kate Crocker, right, found a perfect spot in the middle of the 2-3 zone. And they blew. Oh, wow, they're going to call it travel. I thought she got hacked on the arm on her way up, but instead they're going to call her for steps. So it goes right back to the Tigers. A sloppy couple of minutes on both sides by both teams. Almost double-digit turnovers in the last 2 minutes combined. A couple of wild shots, no good. The right wing three is well too strong, and Clark Ivan able to clear the weak side rebound. Crossover dribble works her way into the elbow, and there it is again, Clark Ivins, the running jumper. Ivins had six in the first. She's now up to 10 in the contest, 2.5 to play. Bounce pass into the lane, goes off the foot of somebody. A discussion between the two officials. No clear signal. They're going to call jump ball, which will give it to the good guys and the good girls. Lee Scott. With 2.5 to play with the basketball, Charlie Huddleston, who just checked in, is going to pull it from the left, or the right elbow, rather. But couldn't get it to go. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball. Warriors continuing that pressure. Huddleston, now Lakeman fighting for the basketball, and it goes into the hands of Peyton Lakeman. Wesley Kate Crocker, crossover dribble, works her way through contact. The layup won't go, but she will head back to the line to shoot a pair. First free throw is good, as is the second for Wesley Kate Crocker. She now has two in each quarter. The Warrior lead is 29, and the pressure for the Warriors forced the Tigers to step on the sideline. Yet another turnover caused by the Lee Scott pressure. It'll be Warrior basketball with 2:09. Crocker, the inbound out of Brooklyn Forbes. Now Huddleston, who has checked in, tried to skip pass to Sutton Lewis, but it gets intercepted with 2 minutes to play. A little five-foot runner is no good. Tapped around, goes into the hands of Sutton Lewis. She will clear it. And now we'll try to skip pass to Peyton Lakeman. Bobbled, but goes right to her. Layup is blocked. Offensive rebound goes to Huddleston. She leaves the eight-footer short. And the Tigers will try and slow things up here with 90 seconds to play in the second quarter. Instead, Sutton Lewis gets another steal. Huddleston in transition, right-handed layup. No, could have been a foul, no whistle. And now an outlet for the Tigers. Instead, it gets overthrown, goes off the padding. It will be yet another turnover. For the Tigers. 42-11, Wesley Kate Crocker patrolling the offense for Lee Scott. Hands off to Brooklyn Forbes. Now Huddleston here in the near corner. Bounce pass that goes to Forbes, gets intercepted, and the running layup is good from Amari Russell. She now has four in the contest. Under a minute to play in the second quarter. The Warrior lead is 27, as it looks like the Tigers went to either a high 3-2 or a 1-2-2 zone. Huddleston, catch and shoot on the right wing. She banks it home.
Huddleston for three.
Another Warrior three brings the lead to 30. And now another turnover on the Tigers. They'll give the ball right back to the Academy. 43-13. Oh, they called that on Lakeman. Wow. Lakeman was easily the first one to the basketball. But instead, that will send the Tigers to the free throw line in Amari Russell. Apologies. Russell knocks down both free throws. Yeah, I'm not sure that I completely agree with the call, but it's under 30 seconds to play. Crocker passed to Huddleston on the left wing, and she stepped on the sideline. Or is she going to call it for the travel? She shuffled her feet before putting the ball on the floor. These last 4 minutes of the second quarter have not been necessarily appealing to the score sheet. Could have been another travel, but no whistle. 20 seconds to play. Now there's a steal from Lewis, and Huddleston's going to take it coast to coast. Gets her shot blocked, and they're going to call a travel. She got it blocked and gathered the offensive rebound. But add another tally. 10 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Tigers get across half court, behind the back, dribble at the top of the key, poked away from behind by Huddleston. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. The Warriors then turn it back over to half court. Not sure if anybody sees it. It's Harms that does, and she can't bake it in from the volleyball line. And that is how the first half will come to a close. Warriors lead it 43-15 in the first 12 minutes or so. My goodness, you feel like that nobody could get a stop. In the second half of the second quarter, you felt like buckets were hard to come by for either team. But all things said and done, the Warriors lead it big here at home inside Sanford Gymnasium. When we come back, we'll get you started in the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. We'll talk about the first half, dive into some of the first half stats, and talk about what the Warriors need to do in the second half, as well as a little bit of a sneak peek into the varsity boys game as well. All of that coming up as we continue on in the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5, and this is the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank. Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama. A steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank. Champions of you. Member FDIC. Online at auburnbank.com.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
When bones get out of joint, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
Dominance for the Lee Scott Warriors in this first 16 minutes of play. They lead it 43-15. We welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. And the Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Warriors, overly efficient in that first 8 minutes. The exact response that you wanted to see following the early Monday game against Elmore County, where you won that one 45-37. That score is not really indicative to the Warriors' dominating win in that game, but it didn't necessarily feel like the Lee Scott standard. This one, however, feels a little bit more routine. You feel like after that first game, after the break, after the holiday, might have been a little winded, might have been a little tired, whatever the case may be. The Warriors have their legs, and you've seen so, especially from behind the three-point line and in the backcourt, forcing a lot of turnovers, a lot of live ball turnovers at that, leading to some really easy buckets for the Warriors in the first 16 minutes of play. Halftime stats are brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. Clark Ivett leads all scorers here tonight with 10. Haynes Kesey with 5. Charlie Huddleston has 3. Raylee Langford with 6. Sydney Dunlap with 3. Stella Henderson with 3. Wesley Kate Crocker with 4. And Maggie Herndon with 9. So you go right back to Mr. Trey Lee, our strategic communications manager here at Lee Scott Academy. His key to the game was to feed the hot hands, because there's more than one option, and he could not be more right. Again, Clark Ivett, the sophomore guard, averaging almost 22 points per contest, and that number will continue to rise as she has not had to play in too many fourth quarters so far here this season, with the big wins for Lee Scott. Very easy for Clark Ivett, especially in that second half. You hope that it's a relative same story to tonight, but she averages almost 22 points a contest. Maggie Herndon averages 7.5. Sydney Dunlap averages just over 6. So you have plenty of scorers that you can rely on at any given time, and you've seen a couple 4-0, a couple 5-0 runs by a single individual. And in the first 16 minutes, when you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 Warriors find the scoring column, you know you're doing things right if you're Coach Corey Harrison and the Lee Scott Warriors. They lead it 43-15 as we continue on in the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. When we come back, we'll dive into what the Warriors need to do in the second half. Also a little bit of a sneak peek to the varsity boys game in there as well. And doing my due diligence for the parents that are tuned in, or my parents that are tuned into this game, I am not under the American flag. I am right here. So I'll see if that camera, which is about 10 seconds after, we'll see if that catches my catches me on there. But regardless, 43-15, Lee Scott Academy leads it at the halftime break. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local, commercial, and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
As we wrap up the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report here on Tiger Country 104.5, we remind you that the Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. And you can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Christian Griffin here with you on Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, that Radio Alabama app, the YouTube, Facebook stream as well. We appreciate everybody for spending the start of your weekend here with us on the Lee Scott Sports Network. We talked about some of the key numbers from the first half. The Lee Scott Warriors, if you can dominate the pressure the way you did in the first half, you will absolutely cruise here in this second. That and continuing to finish possessions, taking care of the basketball. Those are the three priorities that I think this Warrior team and Coach Corey Harrison will have for you in the second half. It's the Tigers that get the basketball. Layup no good, blocked by Lucy Zellner. She's already had a couple of those here tonight. And then a jump ball as a couple Warriors, a couple Tigers fall on the basketball. The jump ball will give it to Lee Scott Academy. The starting five out on the floor for Lee Scott Academy. The lazy pass from Clark Ivett gets intercepted, and the wide open right-handed layup from Amari Russell is good. She's now scored in every quarter. Sydney Dunlap will bring the ball up the floor. Could have been a backcourt violation. Again, the Tigers have gone to a little bit more of a 1-2-2 or a high 3-2 zone, and it's caused the Warriors to have a little bit of trouble late in the second half, and now you've seen it with back-to-back turnovers. Their second quarter, rather, now back-to-back turnovers here in the third quarter. And back-to-back layups from Amari Russell. 43-19 now is your score. Clark Ivett, step in three. Can't rattle it home. Nice box-out position from Zellner. She got hit from behind. No whistle. Couldn't get the layup to go. And the Tigers get the rebound, but now Haynes Kesey with the steal. Now Sydney Dunlap, the 12-footer, won't go down. Weak side rebound is with Lucy Zellner, and Maggie Herndon's 15-foot jumper finds the bottom of the net. Maggie Herndon, now the leading scorer for this Lee Scott team. She has 11, and the lead back to 26. 6.5 to play here in this third quarter. A fight for the basketball on the right elbow. Still on the floor, picked up by the Tigers. A running layup from Russell is no good. Zellner the rebound out to Ivan. Now one more to Dunlap. Apologies, Clark Ivan. Her three won't go down. Lucy Zellner there once again. Third chance, fourth chance opportunity. And the Warriors can't buy a bucket down low. Now Russell quickly in transition. Her layup won't go. Second chance, no. Third chance, no. And a fight for the basketball goes all the way out to the three-point line, where Sydney Dunlap will corral it. 6 minutes to play. Clark Ivan down low. Lucy Zellner, nice pass. Gets the bucket and the foul. As soon as Clark Ivan got to half court, started clapping her hands, asking for Sydney Dunlap to find her, because the second that it hit Ivan's hands, it left her hands and went right into the hands of Lucy Zellner. She puts it up and puts it in and has the chance at the old-fashioned three-point play here with 5:49 remaining in the third. Zellner, however, can't connect on the lone free throw. But then the Tigers, an unforced error, one of the few times you haven't seen much pressure for this Lee Scott squad defensively. The Tigers throw it into the bench of the Warriors. And so Lee Scott will steal another possession. Sutton Lewis has checked into the game for the Warriors. Ivan now to Kesey at the top of the key. Herndon spins her way to the right wing. Nobody picks her up. Now throws it back down low to Lewis. And the layup is good. Sutton Lewis now in the scoring column. Now 10. Lee Scott Warriors have scored here tonight. The Warrior lead is back up to 30. 3 minutes into the third period. The running floater is short. Haynes Kesey the rebound. She throws it to Ivett. Right-handed layup is no good. Lewis there for the offensive clearance. Now Maggie Herndon. Her left wing three is money. Maggie Herndon now 5 points in the third quarter. Continues her hot scoring. And the Warriors continue to build to their lead. Basketball is on the floor in the front court. And Lewis able to recover. 2-on-1. Ivett and Herndon. Ivett's going to take it all the way. Now dumps it off to Maggie Herndon. And she rattles in the layup. Pass that may have been maybe a dribble too late. Herndon almost wasn't ready for it. The ball may have caught her, but still had the athletic ability to put it up and put it in. And now Jackson running on the right wing. Works her way down to the elbow. Lowers her shoulder, and Sydney Dunlap, although having to absorb the contact, is going to get called for the personal foul. So she will head to the line. Apologies, that's Cooper. That heads to the line to shoot a couple. She knocks down the first. Her first point of the evening. Rayleigh Langford will sub in. Cooper rattles in both free throws. There was a little conversation between Coach Corey Harrison and one of the officials, maybe with a substitution or something that didn't necessarily affect the overall basketball game. Haynes Kesey in the near corner hesitated to call if it went in because the net barely moved. But Haynes Kesey finds the bottom of the net. Quick in transition. Tigers trying back down Clark Ivett. Layup is no good. Herndon tries to take it coast to coast. Gets cut off. Spins her way back to the middle of the floor. And the layup is no good. Tigers try to clear it, but then step on the sideline. A nice job by Haynes Kesey and Maggie Herndon playing defense without fouling. Cutting off the ball handler. And when she tried to cut her way back to the middle of the floor, that right foot stepped right on that navy line. So another turnover for the Tigers. Stella Henderson will check in for Haynes Kesey. The Tigers keeping that high 3-2 zone. Henderson will catch and shoot. They couldn't get it to go, but a nice looking shot. Rayleigh Langford there for the offensive rebounds on the weak side. The ball poked around momentarily. And Henderson and a couple Tigers fighting for the basketball. It'll be a jump ball. Right, we'll give it right back to Dadeville. 57-21 is your score here inside Sanford Gymnasium. 3.5 to play in this third quarter. Running layup is no good. From in between the free throw line and that volleyball line that runs right through the middle of the paint, the line drive won't go down, but Cooper, who just knocked down a couple of free throws, heads right back with the clock stopped at 3:28. where she knocks down the first. Peyton Lakeman will sub in for Maggie Herndon. As Cooper is too strong on the second free throw, Langford with the strong rebound. She stands at the top of the key, now moving to the right elbow. Now to Ivan, now Henderson. One more to Lewis. Great ball movement. And the three is just short. Ivan fights for the rebound, but it hits the baseline. I believe it'll stay Lee Scott basketball. Man, that's one of those shots that you would love to see go down because the team took up a couple of, or passed up a couple of decent shots for a great shot. Ivitt's now on the baseline out of bounds. Gathers the basketball at the rim, but couldn't put up a shot because of the reach-in foul, only the second team foul for either team here in the third period. Baseline out of bounds, kicks it to the far corner. Sutton Lewis, she knocks down a Warrior three. She's up to five in the contest, and the Warrior lead is 38. Tigers try and respond right away, and they do. Harmony Helms, you've seen the range a couple times, and gives the little three-point celebration. Warriors quick in transition now. We'll slow things up. Sutton Lewis has it on the top of the key. Now Rayleigh Langford, now to a cutting Lewis in the short corner. Thought about the three, didn't take it. Rayleigh Langford trying to find Clark Ivitt. Instead, we'll kick it to Stella Henderson. Her three-pointer, a line drive is short. Offensive rebound tipped around. It's with Lakeman. Her chance won't go. Ivitt gets blocked from behind, and it goes out of bounds. It'll stay Lee Scott basketball under the left rim here with 2:27 to play in the third. Langford will inbound the basketball. Kick out to Ivitt. Left wing three. She rattles it home. The seventh Warrior three here this afternoon, and the Warriors continue to extend their lead, now 63-25, approaching 2 minutes to play in the third. Crossover dribble at the free throw line, now try and throw it down low to the Tigers, but it's intercepted by Sutton Lewis, who tries to find Peyton Lakeman, but the ball rattles around, and a quick whistle, a jump ball, possession arrow will give it to the Warriors. One thing this Lee Scott team is not afraid to do is to dive on the floor, get a little dirty, steal some possessions. I feel like there's more jump balls in a Lee Scott game than most, but it's just because of how aggressive this Warrior team is, especially defensively. Rayleigh Langford tries her luck once again from deep, can't get it to go. Offensive rebound, Sutton Lewis. And she wisely doesn't even bring the basketball down. Jumps for it, catches it above her head, and immediately jumps but keeps the basketball above her head and able to knock down about a four-foot, not quite a layup, but a little teardrop. And in transition, the Tigers can't capitalize. Rayleigh Langford now down low to Peyton Lakeman. Her shot is swatted, and that will go out of bounds after it was trying to be saved by a couple of Tigers. But it will be the Warriors to inbound just about even with the top of the key three-point line with just under 90 seconds to play. Crocker now to Henderson, and Henderson is going to get called for the reach-in foul after turning the basketball over. 65-25, a 40-point contest here inside Sanford Gymnasium. And it all started in those first 5 or 6 minutes for Lee Scott in the first, where, my goodness, you felt like everything that they threw at the net didn't even think about hitting the rim. The offensive efficiency as Charlie Huddleston almost gets a steal, instead knocks it out of bounds. Warriors with 27 first quarter points, now sit at 65, and it should have been a turnover as the Tigers stepped on the sideline. No whistle, layup won't go down. Henderson, the weak side rebound. She's now blitzed, and the ball almost ripped out of her hands. But yet another jump ball. This time it will stay on this side of the floor, but will go to the Tigers underneath their own basket. Just under a minute to play here in the third. Thought about the three. Did the Tigers get, got Wesley Kate Crocker up in the air, but a nice pump fake. Now a Euro step by Russell. Layup no good. Lewis, another strong rebound, trying to find one of the point guards. Able to get it to Crocker, running on the right sideline, and I believe she stepped out of bounds. She did, with 55.6. Tigers cross half court with 50 seconds to play in the third quarter. Henderson almost gets a steal at half court. Instead, we'll let the Tigers run all the way back almost to the three-point line to gather their own. Could be a moving screen, no whistle, as Henderson went to the floor. Instead, gets stolen by Sutton Lewis. Pass down low to Crocker, and she's going to head to the line to shoot a couple. Foul on Zaniah Caldwell, her first of the evening. Wesley Kate heads to the free throw line where she's had a lot of success so far here tonight. Looking to add to her totals with 34.7 to play here in the third. First free throw gets the shooter's roll. Crocker now with 5 points in the contest. Had two in each of the first and the second. We'll see if she can continue that total, if not add to it here in the third. And she will do at least that, so she knocks down. Instead, they're going to call a free throw violation. Or a lane violation. I didn't see too much of it, so the second free throw will not officially be attempted. 66-25, 30 seconds to play here in the third. Running baseline is Russell. Gets it knocked away from behind. Lewis is able to gather it. Back to Crocker. Now the pass to Henderson goes into the hands of Charlie Huddleston, actually. Her eight-footer is no good. Crocker, the offensive rebound. Her layup won't go. And a whistle. Will it be on the Tigers or the Warriors? They're going to get Peyton Lakeman on a reach-in foul following the defensive rebound by the Tigers. 12.4. And counting the play. Here in the third, the Tigers cross with 8 seconds, now 7 seconds. Ball knocked around, not sure if either team will get a true shot at the rim. Throws right into the hands of Sutton Lewis, who is standing at the free throw line. And that is how the third quarter will come to a close. Another third quarter dominated by this Lee Scott Warrior team at another tally. So what the Warriors do coming out of the half, and they lead it 66-25. We're back in 60 seconds with the start of the fourth quarter. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the orthopedic clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the orthopedic clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Quarter, Lee Scott basketball kick to the corner, and Charlie Huddleston knocks down a three to get the scoring started for Lee Scott here in the fourth quarter. Now 69-25, and the layup no good. Stella Henderson with the rebound, and it's Sutton Lewis that will bring the ball up the floor right back to Huddleston on that far corner. Crocker now gets into the teeth of the defense, can't bank in the layup. And a fight now for the rebound. They're going to call a jump ball. Nice aggressiveness once again. Peyton Lakeman there. But the possession arrow will give it to the Tigers. Thought they may have gotten the last one. But, again, you've had quite a few jump balls here tonight. 7 minutes remaining in the contest. The Warriors comfortably out in front. Lee Scott Academy looks to move to 11-7 on the season and 2-0 in area play. Layup no good. Crocker now in transition, 3-on-1. Tried to find Lakeman underneath the rim, but that ball gets stolen away Baseball pass now intercepted by Charlie Huddleston. Looks like a game of catch going on here. Some baseball passes across the floor. Stella Henderson, foot on the line. Shot won't go. And now a two-on-one. Henderson, the lone defender for the Warriors. She doesn't allow the first layup. Nobody there for the second. And Crocker now will clear it. One-on-one, works her way to the right side of the rim. Crossover dribble, and through contact will lay it up and in. Wesley Kate Crocker now has scored in every single quarter here tonight. And the Warriors have surpassed 70. The layup on the other end is good by the Tigers. So this Dadeville Tiger team will remain winless on the young season. Huddleston once again will catch and shoot. That time is too strong. Lateman, the weak side offensive rebound, tries to find Henderson, but it's stolen away, and a Tiger falls to the floor as after another jump ball. We'll keep it on this side of the floor with Lee Scott Academy. Lee Scott inbounded the basketball, but some subs for the Tigers. There were six ladies on the floor. Lewis inbounds the basketball. Wesley Kate Crocker, the six-footer, goes down. Back-to-back buckets for the freshman guard, 73-27. Tigers now in the front court in a travel. We'll give it back to the Warriors. We appreciate everybody for being here with us on Tiger Country 104.5. TigerCountry.net, that Radio Alabama app, the YouTube, Facebook live stream as well, wherever you're tuned in from. We appreciate it and appreciate your support as you've given all season long of Lee Scott basketball. Crocker now at the top of the key. Bounce pass to Sutton Lewis. Her three is too strong. Huddleston there for the offensive rebound. Now to Forbes. Her 18-footer, that one too strong. Looked good from here, but couldn't go down. And the long rebound for the Tigers. They go in transition. Does number 10, Nivea Maddox, but can't get the layup to go. Sutton Lewis with the rebound. Now Crocker, now back to Huddleston. Her three, well too strong. But Henderson able to save it from going out of bounds. Forbes, now Lewis. Now Crocker at the top of the key. Line drive three off the back iron. Had a couple good looks, did the Warriors, but couldn't find the bottom of the net. 3:45 to play in the contest. And a reach-in foul. I believe they're going to get Crocker. They will. Her second foul. Only the first team foul, however, in the fourth quarter for Lee Scott. Tigers inbound the basketball with 3:13 and counting here in this fourth and final frame. A reminder to stick with us. Varsity boys action coming up about 10 or 15 minutes following the conclusion of this contest. A couple looks at the rim, but the Tigers couldn't convert. Now it's Huddleston who has it. Now down low to Crocker. Right-handed layup from the left side is good. Wesley Kate now with six in the fourth quarter alone. She has 11 in the contest. She is now one of three Warriors in double figures. Estella Henderson gets a steal. Now Crocker will take it all the way. And the right-handed layup is good. The Wesley Kate Crocker fourth quarter. She's got eight in the fourth. Warriors fall asleep. And the right block layup is no good. Charlie Huddleston now will take it coast to coast. And her shot from the left block is good. A whistle is blown. I believe they're going to call an off-ball foul on the Tigers, as it was Crocker who set the screen for Huddleston. Huddleston. still no direct signal. It has been a foul. On the Tigers, but it shouldn't be free throws. It should just be Warrior basketball under their baskets. And after a brief discussion, that is going to be the signal. Inbound goes to Huddleston. 15-foot baseline jumper is no good. Another fight for the basketball. Another jump ball, but this time it will go in favor of Dadeville. 79-27. Lee Scott comfortably out in front here tonight as we approach 60 seconds to play. Helms has it on the right wing. Thought about the three and a reach-in foul from Brooklyn Forbus. Not sure that I completely agree with the call, but clock continuing to run. 45 seconds and counting. Now Charlie Huddleston gets a steal. Forbus crosses half court. Nobody picks her up. She thought about the three. Huddleston now will work her way inside the three. The shot may have been blocked. And the Tigers will clear the rebound with 25 seconds. Cooper drives her way through contact. No whistle. Lewis with the defensive rebound. 17 seconds. Crocker now down low. Right-handed layup. The shot goes up, but she is fouled. So she will head to the line to shoot a couple. And the clock will stop at 5.2 to allow Crocker to shoot the final free throws of the contest. First free throw is no good. Second free throw too strong off the back iron. Sutton Lewis able to gather the offensive rebounds. Baseball pass now. Brooklyn Forbus with the steal. And the final buzzer sounds here inside Sanford Gymnasium. And Lee Scott scores their most points all season long. They win that 79-27.